2014, says Thea Hensel, co-chair of the Southeast Greenway campaign, should be a pivotal year for their five-year-old effort.
Caltrans has been doing a highway corridor study for the last few years. We're waiting for the draft report to come right now in its final form. It's not going to be very different than the original draft, but what they recommended is that a freeway will not be built there, so it's now going to go through a surplusing process. This is the first time it's been officially done. We're waiting for it to be signed, sealed, and delivered from the local regional district of Caltrans.
That's a key step, but it doesn't mean the project is about to pick up speed. After that decision is formalized, which could still take several months, discussions about the terms of such a deal would begin in earnest, adds Greenway Steering Committee member Steve Rabinowitch.
There are precedents where there have been transfers of state highway property to other public agencies at no cost, and we're researching that out. We're working with our legislators to come up with an alternative that will allow that transfer, but there's no clear answer to that as we speak today.
Beyond that, the process of actually transferring the title to the 50-acre strip of land is still likely to take another year to consummate. Only then, Rabinowitch says, can the city of Santa Rosa, the most likely entity to take ownership, at least in the short term, begin planning and creating a public space there.
Right now, the bike path is in the city's general plan, so that may be one of the first parts of this plan that's implemented. To really do the work to determine where the community gardens are going to be and where the other paths are going to be and what areas are going to become open space or perhaps active uses, is going to take work from the City Community Development Department, and there really isn't budget right now for that part of it, but that's a couple years off.
With so much uncertainty still surrounding the project, Hensel says the Greenway campaign has been hard-pressed to develop a detailed budget for going forward, although their fundraising efforts are ongoing.
Not knowing whether we will need a lot of money for acquisition or money for development. The only thing we did was to try to put together a little operations and maintenance budget that said, if we get this property in a year or so and we have access, we're going to need signs, we're going to need people to pick up trash, we're going to need trash containers.
Meanwhile, the land itself, a 2-mile strip just 100 yards wide, remains fenced off, fallow, and inaccessible.
The land has its annual disking by Caltrans, and not much else is happening in the form of stewardship. We would love to get on the land and show people the golden opportunities that lie out there, and we're going to be working with Caltrans this year as we go into negotiations with them to see if we couldn't at least have one or two activities on the property itself.
For now, the group, in partnership with LandPaths, offers occasional hikes along the perimeter with overlooking viewpoints where it's increasingly easy to imagine a very different landscape once public access becomes a reality. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.